Hi, welcome to episode 3, Homecoming. My name is Nikki D and I am your intuitive medium. I'm so glad that I have you here with me today. I've loved all of your feedback and I'm so grateful to have you with me here right now and listening to today's message. I actually had different plans for this episode of the podcast, but as the universe has it, as God has it, he had other plans for me, which I'm absolutely okay with. I had a couple of readings this week here frequently, and they had a common theme. And I love how God kind of pulls this together, right? He provides a common theme, usually week to week. So this week, it was about homecoming day, graduation day. And I know that this can be such a challenging time for people. This can be grief-stricken, and I just want you to know that if you are currently experiencing this, I know that if you have experienced this, you know all these emotions, and I want to validate those for you and truly tell you that I am sending much love and light to you right now. But I wanted to come on here and talk about it because there's such an important lesson in this. I feel like everything that God sends our way is a learning experience. I mean, this is our school ground, right? This life is school. So I felt that it was important to talk about this story. I had a lady that I was doing a reading for. Her mother was coming through, her late mother, who had passed away maybe 5 or 7 years ago. And her father is currently on his dying bed. He is not doing well. He's in kidney failure. And it's just, we all know it's kind of imminent, right? He's already comatose. So so she came to me and I was delivering her a message from her mother. So her mother showed me, she brought me into the hospital room of where her father was laying, and she's in the corner. So there's also a misconception that when we die, that, you know, we die alone. We have a team of people on the other side that are actually meeting us. So if that's ever been a piece of information that you felt like, oh, my loved one, you know, died by themselves, actually nobody dies alone. Fun fact. But there was, her mother was in the room and has been in the room, you know, waiting to bring her husband home with her. She was showing me her dance shoes. And I asked my client, I was like, did they dance in their youth? That she's showing me these special shoes that she wore, that look like dance shoes. They have like a little heel on the back. I'm not a dancer, but that's kind of my reference point. And she would say yes, in their youth, that they used to love dancing and that they would throw like parties, I guess, in their house, these dancing parties. I'm like, well, she is so giddy with excitement right now that she is going to have her dancing partner. She also gave me some other validating facts that I was indeed talking with her mother. One being that she could, she had her long brown hair again. I guess she had kept it short in the years before her death. You know, kind of when you get older, you lose some hair and it's just easier to kind of deal with short. And so she was so excited that she had her long brown hair again. And it was funny because this energy that I was talking with, this mother, she was like a giddy teenager, right? Like excited to go on a date with her boyfriend. It was so funny because, you know, she wasn't really particularly young when this lady passed away, and then her husband, you know, is in his 70s, but she's acting like a schoolgirl. And I love that, you know, when that energy and personality comes forward, it's such an honor to read for people like that. So in the reading, while she was giving me validation that she's definitely in the room, she wanted me to point out that one of her siblings, not her, the client that I was reading for, but one of her siblings was having a really hard time with what was going on right now, which is understandable, right? When we have a parent that, you know, is going to be making that transition, sooner than later, any kind of transition, anytime, right? It's going to be hard. We don't want to see our loved ones go from us, whether that's a parent, a spouse, a friend, a grandparent. I mean, anybody, we don't want to see them go. So one of her siblings was having a really hard time with this transition. So the mother was saying, she made light of it in the sense of, you have had him, you know, long enough, and now it's my turn. You know, like, I want him for me now. You got to have him, you know, for however long, 5 or 7 years. I can't remember now how long she had been gone. But now it's my turn to have him. And he is staying right now. He's not letting go because of this one sibling who's having a really hard time. So she was saying, would you please tell this sibling to tell his father that it is okay to let go and to go be with mom, right? And that always kind of puts me in a weird spot, because how do you tell somebody you need to let your loved one go? I mean, that's way easier said than done. I mean, if somebody told me to tell my parent that, I would be like, you're absolutely have lost your damn mind. I'm not telling her that. I want her for myself. So I understand that, being from a human aspect, that we want them there, but it was such a beautiful message, really, that she was in the room watching everything that was going on, waiting to take her groom with her so that they could go dancing again. I mean, I think that is some of the most profound, one of the most profound messages, you know, that she was seeing everything that was going on. And even in time of grief, you know, I am comforted to know that my loved one is with other loved ones that have already passed. So I hope you found some comfort in this story. I just had to share this today because it brought me comfort in knowing, you know, kind of that next phase of that transition, that homecoming day, and how important it is for us to let our loved ones go, and to know, one, that they are around you, two, that they know what is going on, and that they're only a thought away. And I'm sending much love and light to everyone listening to this podcast right now. And until next time, have a great rest of your day.